The Melissa Institute in South Miami was founded by Lynn Aptman. It's named for her daughter, Melissa.
She was abducted during a carjacking, and she was murdered.
It happened in 1995, 2 weeks before Melissa would have graduated from college. For 16 years, Aptman says the Institute has been researching ways to make communities safer. It supports the same gun control policies that 600 residents of Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties were asked about.
90% of the residents in the Tri-County area are in favor of background checks, and the overwhelming majority are in favor of requiring gun owners to register their guns.
That's in line with findings made by Quinnipiac University in a similar poll last month. Just under half of respondents support a repeal of the Stand Your Ground law. Over a quarter of them said their views on guns changed after the shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut last December. Miami Republican Senator Miguel Diaz de la Portilla thinks the real issue is about treating people who are mentally ill.
It's easy to demonize the tool that the crazy homicidal people use, but in reality, it's the individual that we need to take care of.
Americans seem to be exercising gun control without any help from the government. The New York Times reports the number of homes with guns has dropped steadily since the early 1970s. Back then, half of all households had guns. Now, only a third have them. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.